1320 AM and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
Locally grown radio, your home for news, talk, and sports from Rudolph to Nakusa. 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Stacey Lynn in Washington. President Biden and the First Lady were in Maui, seeing the devastation from the wildfires firsthand. Here's CBS's Jordan Segundo.
President Biden and First Lady Jill Biden surveyed the destruction on Maui from the air and on the ground as residents continue to deal with the devastating loss.
The country grieves with you, stands with you, and will do everything possible to help you recover.
Flames engulfed Lahaina almost 2 weeks ago, leveling about 80% of the historic town, leaving behind nothing but ash and rubble.
115 people are now confirmed dead from the wildfires. Tropical storm Hillary drenched Southern California. KTVT reporter Jason Allen is near Palm Springs and tells us it brought record-breaking rain.
Rainfall amounts have ranged from about a half inch to as much as 3 inches, especially along the coastal sections and lowland areas, but unprecedented amounts for the desert regions, anywhere from about 3 to 6 inches of rain. And then in some of the more mountainous terrain, we have some reports of about 6 to 10 inches of rainfall.
So far, no deaths have been reported. Former President Trump says he'll turn himself in on Thursday in Georgia. His bond was set at $200,000.
The bond agreement made public after former President Trump's legal team met inside Fulton County District Attorney Fani Willis's offices, set strict rules for Trump's release after his expected surrender later this week, saying he shall make no direct or indirect threat against any co-defendant or witness.
And CBS's Robert Costa. Texas's Republican Governor Greg Abbott was at the U.S.-Mexico border addressing his state's border policies.
We are fully authorized by the Constitution of the United States of America to do exactly what we are doing, and that is to secure the border.
Details now on a rare and deadly flesh-eating bacteria.
11 people have so far died from Vibrio vulnificus, a bacteria found in raw shellfish or seawater. Some cases have led to a severe infection in which the flesh around an open wound dies. That is often described as flesh-eating bacteria. Of those killed, 5 were in Florida, 3 in North Carolina, 2 in Connecticut, and 1 in New York. Besides avoiding raw or undercooked shellfish, doctors also say if you have an open wound, don't go into seawater. Matt Piper, CBS News.
South Korea says North Korea's planned military satellite launch is an illegal act and a clear violation of UN Security Council resolutions. It's urging Pyongyang not to go through with it because they say it would require the use of banned ballistic missile technology. This is CBS News.
If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Their end-to-end hiring system helps you attract, interview, and hire candidates all in the same place. Visit Indeed.com/credit.
The possibility of lung cancer can be pretty scary, especially if you're one of approximately 8 million current or former smokers at high risk. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know that now there's a breakthrough low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early, and it only takes 60 seconds. You stop smoking, now start screening. For an easy quiz to see if you're eligible, visit SaveByTheScan.org. It could save your life. SaveByTheScan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
Ew, gotta get rid of this old Backstreet Boys t-shirt.
Tell me why!
Because it stinks, boys.
Tell me why!
I've washed it so many times, but the odor won't come out.
Tell me why!
No, you tell me why I can't get rid of this odor.
Have you tried New Downy Rinse and Refresh? It doesn't just cover up odors, it helps remove them.
Wow, it worked, guys.
Yeah.
Downy Rinse and Refresh removes more odor in one wash than the leading value detergent in 3 washes. Find it wherever you buy laundry products.
Saturdays at 1, don't miss Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, featuring legendary Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. Football, life, and fun.
Earl, you've been driving a Yugo. They just gave you a brand new Ferrari with turbo boost. So enjoy it, brother.
Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. Saturdays at 1 on the Civic Media Network and on the Civic Media app.
Hi, I'm Ryan Blaney, a third-generation race car driver, and we dedicate a lot of our time to going as fast as possible. My Grandpa Lou is the reason why my dad and I started racing, and I'm really proud to follow in his tracks. But when my grandpa was diagnosed with Alzheimer's, it was a very unexpected bump in the road for us. I've learned a lot on this journey with my grandpa Lou, and the memories of my grandpa will always be with me. It's important to notice if older family members are acting differently, experiencing problems with their memory, or having trouble with routine tasks. Talking about Alzheimer's can be really tough, but if you notice something, have a conversation with your loved one. Encourage them to see a doctor or offer to go with them. Early detection of Alzheimer's can give your family time to explore support services, make a plan for the future, and access available treatments. The Alzheimer's Association provides care, support, and research to help you take control of the situation with your family and manage the disease together. If you or your family are noticing changes, it could be Alzheimer's. Talk about seeing a doctor together. Visit alz.org/time-to-talk. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. Overcast overnight with a low of 63. East winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. Mainly sunny tomorrow. High temperatures reach up to 90. Mainly clear skies and quiet again tomorrow night. Lows level off around 69. Dry with temperatures well above average Wednesday and Thursday, and highs from the mid 90s to the upper 90s. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 70.
Your hometown news talk and sports station is locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
Warning, you are about to listen to the greatest radio show ever. And due to contractual obligations and to shield our airwaves and corporate licensees from any semblance of liability, responsibility, and gullibility, we must tell you the views represented on this show are not necessarily those of this station or its management. This radio show contains differing points of view on current political topics, and due to the nature of its contents, it should be heard by everyone. Thank you for listening. 3, 2, 1. Now live from the Devil Radio Studios in Madison, Wisconsin, where the political party is just beginning. Welcome to the Devil's Advocate Show. Friends proving it's never personal, only politics.
Please allow me to introduce myself.
Here is your host, Mike Crute.
Welcome to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Dominic, it is going to be a big Monday edition. Hell, it's going to be a big week. GOP presidential debate in Milwaukee, going on the road. Coming to see you soon, my little buddy.
I can't wait, Crudy. Happy, happy Monday to you. Nate working hard on the board. Thank you, Nate, and all you fine folks tuning in. Thank you for checking us out. Happy Monday.
Dominic, here's the great news. When the political universe comes to your backyard, comes to Milwaukee for a presidential level debate, well, it brings out, you know, all sorts. They come out of the woodwork. All sorts of people come out of the woodwork, Tom. You know, there's going to be a lot of political creatures of the night and the day out there.
And just some regular old creatures.
You know, and us.
Yep.
And us. You know, I've already got a couple of big political events planned for this week, Tom. Coming down to Milwaukee, I have RSVP'd for the Democratic National Committee, their press conference in Milwaukee about high noon on Wednesday. So I expect to be there. Now, I'll be with my pal Earl. He's the morning host on WAUK and WRJN and up in Green Bay, WGBW. Earl's got an event at the SEIU. He's going to have DNC chairman Jamie Harrison about 9:30 in the morning. Did we mention Wednesday and this week? Big, big day, big week. And then the entire Civic Media crew, well, they're going to start lining up their shows in Milwaukee. A lot of them doing their shows from Whitetail, Milwaukee, in the Deer District. They're going to do that from, like, Asgos, Wisconsin, through the Town Call, through the Todd Alba Show, into the Matt Flynn Direct. And then, Dominic Crute, we're doing our own thing.
The Roman Coin!
We're going to the Roman Coin. You can be a part. You can come party with us. In fact, we hope you do. I mean, if you're listening to us right now, you weren't going to sit around and watch the second-tier Republicans debate because Trump's not coming. Now it's official, right? Trump's not even coming. There's nothing worth watching on that debate stage.
But Trump, you know, Trump's a liar, so I don't believe it until he doesn't show up. But as I predicted, so far, it's looking that way.
Well, as I predicted, he still could. He still might. We don't know. Troll in his own party, won't sign a loyalty pledge. Clearly, he has qualified him and Asa Hutchinson as well, down my understanding.
He's qualified for the debate based on Fox News's criteria. He's not qualified for the presidency, but, you know, that's neither here nor there.
Well, the one thing, again, Trump won't do is sign the loyalty pledge, but Dom, it's not just Trump coming to town. I told you, I think last week, Clay Travis, righty-whitey talker, doing an event at the Pabst Theater, and you and I, we're doing our event at the Robicoin. Again, 4 to 6 p.m. You can join us live party. We're partying in Milwaukee, so I'm going to start the day with Earl. I'm going to go to the DNC's event. Then you and I are going to go party, and we're going to prelude up to the big event, at least the civic media big coverage, 6 to 8 p.m. live from Whitetail, Milwaukee. And this event's going to include Ben Wickler from the Democratic Party. He's the chairman thereof. Bill McCoshin's going to be a part of that. My understanding, Charles Franklin, pollster extraordinaire, will be part of the lineup. And then host Todd Alba and Kristen Bry will have Rick Wilson and Trigby Olson of the Lincoln Project. So that sounds like a real radio show, Dom.
It does. Nice.
With all the stars of both Democratic and Republican stripe, we're going to do it a little differently. We're not so much trying to do a respectful, informative show as a devil's advocate show.
It's respectful and informative as always. I mean, you know, that's how we do it.
Well, Dom, later in the week, I'm going out. Guess who's coming to my town next Friday?
Who?
U.S. Senator Ron Johnson.
Rojo.
Rojo is doing an Urban League event at 10 o'clock in the morning this Friday. I have put my name on the list. I'm pretty sure I'll get credentialed for Rojo. I mean, they've let me in before. What's the worst that could happen, Ron? Well, Dom, we'll see how things go at the Moms for Liberty event. Do you know who the Moms for Liberty are? Now, I understand the Southern Poverty Law Center has called them, what, a terrorist organization of some sort?
An extremist anti-government organization.
Well, I didn't mean to over-conflate their resume, Dom. They're not Hezbollah, but, you know, they're on that spectrum. Moms for Liberty, a group designated by the Southern Poverty Law Center as an extremist anti-government organization. You know, I can see where I got that wrong, Dom. Has canceled plan for an event with presidential candidates ahead of the Republican presidential debate in Milwaukee on August 23rd. And is instead, Dom, planning to host a 3 p.m. discussion with U.S. Senator Ron Johnson at the Pfister.
The key word there being planning.
Dominic, a spokesperson for Marcus Corporation, which owns the Pfister, has not confirmed it is hosting the event. And Moms for Liberty is also linked to events the day before the debate, including school board training events at the Pfister in an evening with Riley Gaines, a former collegiate swimmer who has built a platform opposing trans athletes because she took second. Really's never gotten over it. Plans for the events have shifted. Is that what you call it? Shifted. As organizers changed locations, Dom, the Milwaukee Teachers Education Association and others have demanded local venues refuse to host the events. Groups like the Moms for Liberty are not welcome in Milwaukee, MTEA posted on social media. Any venue that decides to host Moms for Liberty will hear from the MTEA. Bet they will, Dom.
Crudy, Moms for Liberty previously announced it would host a town hall event with unnamed presidential candidates at the Italian Community Center in Milwaukee on August 23rd.
The ICC? I know you like to go to the JCC. Do they call it the ICC?
Man, you know me, down by the Summerfest grounds. After an inquiry from the Journal Sentinel, Bartolotta Restaurants, which books events for the center, said it would not be hosting any Moms for Liberty event. A spokesperson for Moms for Liberty, Marley Kerr of Cavalry Strategies, then told the Journal Sentinel that she heard the event was not booked under the Moms for Liberty name. 2 days later, Moms for Liberty posted on social media that the venue canceled the event. The Bartolotta spokesperson did not directly answer a question about whether the company had canceled the event, noting only that the event would not be happening. Moms for Liberty posted, Let's all take note of those who are pushing to silence the voice of parents in America. We will fight on. New location to be announced. As of Monday, today, August 21st, Moms for Liberty said it planned instead to hold a discussion with Senator Ron Johnson at 3 p.m. August 23rd at the Pfister with a focus on Wisconsin's students' proficiency in reading and math.
Do you think they feel like if we bring Ron, he'll give us enough cover fire? They got to let us in. We got the U.S. Senator from the state.
We got Ron, right, right. How bad could we possibly be? Ron Johnson's coming with us.
Well, he hasn't joined Hezbollah, but he did go to Russia on the 4th of July, Dom.
He did.
I question some of his decision-making.
January 6th rioters stayed within the velvet ropes. He did, attempt to facilitate the transfer of fraudulent electors from Michigan and Wisconsin to Vice President Pence on January 6th. So, yeah, that Ron Johnson giving Moms for Liberty cover. That's how bad Moms for Liberty are when Ron Johnson gives you cover. Here's what they said. We are changing our event to better showcase Wisconsin's parental rights leaders and the alarming education data in the state. Presidential candidates and their staff, as well as policy leaders, are all welcome to attend. But we know some candidates will use the afternoon to prepare for the debate that evening.
Dom, you know where I heard Ron Johnson today? Down the dial on Righty Whitey Talk Radio.
Oh, yeah.
He's doing Vicky today.
Any anything interesting to say, Ron?
Well, they were kind of talking about the Moms for Liberty and the fact he's, they were talking about the World Health Organization and Ron and Vicky. Because they're co-conspiring here. Their newest thing is that the World Health Organization is trying to take over our response in case of an actual pandemic.
Unlike the last thing. Oh, yeah, right.
Understanding the source is Vicky McKenna and Ron Johnson. And they effectively are acting like Vicky's whole thing is, and before an election, they're going to roll this out where... The WHO, and I don't think anyone other than Vicky would call the World Health Organization the WHO. That's like a band, Vicky, right?
Yeah, great band, Pete Townsend.
But, I'm listening to this conspiracy theory being kicked and bantered back and forth between her and Ron Johnson. I'm like, wow. Wow, they live sometimes in a completely different reality, Dom. The most important topic today. Is what? How to get Fauci? How to not let the World Health Organization, corrupted by the Chinese, mind you, according to Vicky, and they're going to dictate future pandemic policies. And I didn't quite understand, but something about, if we could have only treated them all with ivermectin or hydroxychloroquine, I'm not sure which one they were advocating for. It was just a generic remedy, Dom.
I'm just wondering if it's not going to be, Fauci and Trump's federal government, that Vicky McKenna and Senator Ron Johnson trust, or it's not going to be Fauci and, the Biden administration that Ron Johnson and Vicky McKenna trust on these issues. And it's certainly not going to be the WHO, WHO. Then who exactly are Vicky McKenna and Ron Johnson looking to for advice on pandemics?
QAnon?
I mean, Ron Johnson is looking to Vicky and Vicky's looking to Ron.
They're each other's experts, Dom. It's like a self-fulfilling, friendship, conspiracy theory. Vicky's back. Big fishing trip she had. Did a little fishing myself this weekend. See that lunker I caught?
I did. That's a big fish, Crudy. Well done. Did you eat it?
No. Catch and release, man. I'm not like that. Throw him back. Let him get bigger for next year. Come back. We're going to throw Dom back. See if he gets bigger. More.
There's a steak. You'd have eaten it.
Devil's advocates.
From Wisconsin Rapids to Stevens Point, your news, talk, and sports is 97.5 FM, locally grown radio.
I don't know if you know the Devil's Advocates, but the show is kind of a big deal.
Just let it be. I know I'm all
And we are back from the 420 break. Thank you for listening to the Devil's Advocates radio show. You can always join us on the lines. We love it when we talk to our fair audience at 844-967-2789.
Dom, I don't want to bore the audience with small talk, but while I was, you know, doing a little boating, doing a little fishing this weekend, you were out there with the country club set. That's not like you.
I know.
Do you own a collared shirt?
I'm wearing my only golf shirt. I have a couple of collared shirts for a suit. I wore a suit Saturday to my niece's wedding. Congratulations, Adrian. But
I'm sorry, what's that? You rented a suit?
No, I actually have a couple from the old days, man. I mean, this suit's probably 10, 15 years old. But I did. I actually went out. I went golfing. And, you know, my experience in golfing over the last year or two have really been, you know, going to like the X golf, you know, with the screen and the bar and the bathroom. And, you know, you go out and you hack them up a little bit and it automatically sets your ball. You hardly even have to bend over them. It's really nice, you know. And so
you hardly have to bend over. Please tell me more about this grueling experience you go through.
Well, that was normally. So, you know, there's text going back and forth. Hey, let's go out again. It's been a while. I'm like, yeah. But I was doing other things, not really paying attention, and agreed to a 6:45 tee off. I'm like, oh, that's early.
That's damn early, Dom.
I know. And I was out the night before and I set my alarm at like 5 o'clock. I'm like, what's going on? Dude, I found out, no, it wasn't at a bar. It was an actual golf course. I was actually golfing, like real golf.
What, so, well, was it the GPS directions that told you? Turn left at Country Club Drive.
I realized before the morning, but I was shocked. I'm up. I'm tired. I'm like, oh my God, I find my one golf shirt, you know, find my clubs. I got a pair of shoes that I haven't worn in years that are in my, all right, good to go. Get there, walk in, having a good time. You know, Coach and I drive in, I say hi to the guys and never been to this course before. I had my walk in. Hey, what's the course record? You know, just talking a little smack, having fun, bought a few sleeves of balls because I tend to lose them. Get out, throw my bag on the back, take off. I didn't fasten it properly, and my bag fell off the bag when the cart took off. So that I had that, and then like on the 10th hole, they my friends informed me that my golf shirt, my untucked golf shirt, was inside out. And
on the 10th hole, assuming you played the first nine, right?
Yes, you didn't start
at number 10.
Oh man, it was
lucky in Haiti, Dom.
It was not. When I flipped the shirt around though, my back half, my second nine played a little bit better, so that was good.
Maybe
you'll never be a member here.
Yeah, no doubt.
Yeah, if you can't figure out how the shirt works. I mean, that is a bit of a prerequisite for golf.
It wasn't dark, but it wasn't light out, man. You know what I mean? I just woke up. I'm already late. You know, it was entertaining. I laughed a lot. It was a lot of fun.
I bet everyone in your foursome did.
It's no big deal.
Now, is Kuchka, is the Ukrainian much of a golfer?
He's been on the course a little bit.
I've been on the boat, but I've never golfed with the man.
He was better, man. And Josh, you know, crank split up because Coach Joe's better than me. I'm the worst golfer, and then you know,
well, I clearly
one of the better golfers, and Kuchka and Rico are, you know, probably about the same.
Wait, well, you golf?
Josh, Josh couldn't hit a ball, man. My buddy, this is my guy, my ace in the hole, is my ringer, man, and he couldn't. It was just, but the good news is, he told me, he's like, man, I haven't golfed this bad in 10 years. This is terrible. I said, I've never golfed a better game in my life. So that was good for me. I had a good time.
Hey, how about a little something, you know, for the effort?
Were you wagering? Lessons, were you wagering?
Yeah. I lost a couple of friendly bucks, but yeah, you know, couple it was
of,
all worth it.
A couple of shekels.
Yep.
Do you have to buy at the end of the round? Any sort of a drinking?
Oh, no. Wager? Purely, yeah. No. I mean, drinks are.
How about the cart? Was there full service on the court?
There was, and I wasn't clear. So, you know, we're actually very well behaved for the first nine, and then, you know, stopped at the course, and Josh needed an adustment, and hell, you know, I was always ready for a drink.
Gotta loosen up my bag, Coach.
Right? Oh my God!
At your age, I would lug 50 pounds of ice up six flights of stairs.
But there was a cart girl. We ended up getting some later on. Very, very nice Marquette grad, actually.
Did you tip her?
Of course.
Well, that's
good. Yeah, so it was a lot of fun. It's an interesting game. I don't play it a lot. I got clubs, but I have some if I need to. But I'm not a huge golfer. Let's just put it that way.
Well, I've only played once all year, and I pulled some good shots out of my ass that day. But
I wasn't fishing, Crudy. Well, what was that all about? I mean, you caught a big, huge fish, man. Did you weigh it? Eh. You're not stuffing it?
No, I'm not weighing it. No, I threw it back. Wasn't going to eat it. Took a picture. Took about three and then saw which one made it look the best. because we all have our better side. So being the fish, we compared notes. Oh, I'm smiling. Oh, he kept closing his eyes. But I released
the other angle.
You know what he kept doing? Fish lips. Like the girls do in the selfies.
It's so hot. Yep.
We entertained some teenage boys, some of whom were fishermen, and I caught the biggest fish. So suck it, boys.
So you win.
I do. Life is a competition, Dom. We keep
scoring. No one gets out alive, Crudy. We're all going to the same place, yo. Slow down.
Yeah, but those that would golf with you could get there sooner than the rest of us. Although you've never been boating with Crudy. You never can tell. I was surprised. My youngest, first time he'd been in the boat, didn't want to drive. I put him in the chair, turned on the motor. I'm like, okay, you're driving the boat. There's not a lot of skill to it, like you in golfing.
Just try to hit the ball. Keep it straight, right on, right, return.
Well, very much like how we boat. Come back with us. Perhaps more politics. You're. Perhaps, maybe. Maybe we can compare more weekend notes. What'd you eat? Don't need to know. Unless you really want to tell me.
Zaffiro's pizza last night and for lunch today. It's so good.
I did Ian's. A little side salad and a piece of pizza. 844-967-2789. Compare lunch notes and political thoughts.
From the hometown of NASCAR's Dick Trickle, locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM, your news talk and sports station.
Locally grown 1320 AM and 97.5 FM WFHR programming is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios.
Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
A new head coach.
We got one objective and one goal, is to play for a championship.
A talented backfield.
Braylon Allen does it again.
And a defense that just...
Down he goes.
Won't.
Intercepted. He's gone.
Stop.
Another turnover forced.
Join us Saturday, September 2nd. It's the Badgers and Buffalo Bulls in Madison. Our coverage begins at 12:30 on your home for Wisconsin football.
It's about effort. It's about intensity.
The Badger Sports Network from Learfield.
Wake up and text. Text and eat. Mm-mm. Text and catch the bus. Text and miss your stop.
Wait.
Text and be late to work.
Sorry, I'm late.
Text and work. Text and pretend to work. Text and act surprised when someone calls you out for not working.
Who, me?
Text and meet up with a friend you haven't seen in forever.
Hi.
Oh, hey.
Text and complain that they're on their phone the whole time. Text and listen to them complain that you're on your phone the whole time.
Ugh.
Text and whatever. But when you get behind the wheel, give your phone to a passenger. Put it in the glove box. Just don't text and drive. Visit StopTextsStopWrecks.org. A public service announcement brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Kids across America are going to school hungry. Millions of kids every day. Hungry kids get sick more often and can struggle in school. It can be harder for them to focus and learn. But one simple thing can help change all of this for a hungry child in America. Good healthy food and the energy it brings. With help from caring people across America, No Kid Hungry is providing healthy meals and hope to hungry kids so they can build better futures.
We want to ensure that all of our kids have healthy meals every day.
Thank you.
Thank you for helping feed our kids.
To learn more about ending child hunger in America, go to helpnokidhungry.org today.
Wisconsin Decides 2024. The road to the White House begins here. You'll find complete coverage of the first Republican presidential debate all day on your local civic media radio station.
All the show hosts will be broadcasting from the Deer District in Milwaukee. Listen live starting at 8 a.m. Then join Todd Alba and Kristen Bry at 6 as they talk with state and national political experts.
Special live coverage of the Republican presidential debate in Milwaukee all day, Wednesday, August 23rd on your local civic media radio station and on the app.
Bug Tussle, providing high-speed internet to rural Wisconsin. No data caps, no contracts. 877-227-0924. Call today to learn how you can get 3 months free. 877-227-0924.
I'm John O'Hurley, and I support Paralyzed Veterans of America because our heroes have sacrificed so much for our independence.
I had just come home. I had noticed my legs were swelling. Next thing I know, it was 3 weeks later. I was paralyzed. PVA has brought me back to life.
While parachuting with my platoon, my parachute didn't open. It left me paralyzed. I just don't think my family would be as happy as they are without the support that I received from Paralyzed Veterans of America.
For more than 75 years, Paralyzed Veterans of America has kept a promise to never leave a fallen hero behind. That's why Paralyzed Veterans of America is providing specialized medical care, life-changing treatments, benefits our heroes earned, the jobs they want, and the accessible vehicles and homes they need. Our paralyzed veterans have helped us live the lives we enjoy today. It's our turn to give them the best lives possible. To learn more, go to pva.org today.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. Overcast overnight with a low of 63. East winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. Mainly sunny tomorrow. High temperatures reach up to 90. Mainly clear skies and quiet again tomorrow night. Lows level off around 69. Dry with temperatures well above average Wednesday and Thursday, and highs from the mid 90s to the upper 90s. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 70.
The Devil's Advocates. Political commentary from the back of the class.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Big Monday edition. Big week ahead. The world coming to Milwaukee. The GOP presidential debate. Everyone coming. But Donald Trump, apparently. It's too good for Milwaukee. Too good for Wisconsinites, Tom. Wasn't that the complaint they had about Hillary Clinton didn't show up after she won the primary? Hope Trump doesn't live to regret his failure to visit Wisconsin. You know,
here's a little bit of what Trump said on his Truthy socially, citing a CBS News poll, which perhaps we'll get into some of the details on that. But here's what he concludes as: the public knows who I am and what a successful presidency I had. I will therefore not be doing the debates. So not just this debate, I read Crudy, not any debate, and not any debate I would believe, because that man, under his fourth indictment, to be arraigned, what, sometime between now and Friday, with 91 charges against him, he cannot open his mouth in any public setting and not put himself in further legal jeopardy.
So you think he's avoiding the debate on the advice of counsel?
Yes.
That is ironic, isn't it, Dom? First time he ever did what legal counsel told him to.
If you listen to Trump, that's all he does. I mean, hey, Eastman said I could do it, so I did it. You know, totally legal. Best legal minds ever in the universe advising me. You know, he's trying to hide behind that. But of course, Cheesebro was in the crowd with Alex Jones during January 6th, one of his other esteemed lawyers. So it kind of blows up that whole thing. But Donald Trump not going to this debate. And based on what I'm reading here, I would imagine if he's concerned about legal liability, he wouldn't go to any debate.
Well, Dominic, Joe Biden came to Milwaukee last Tuesday. I had the opportunity to attend, and I told you that day all the political stars all around the great state of Wisconsin. They were there. We saw the governor, Tony Evers. We saw Tammy Baldwin. We saw Gwen Moore. We saw Chevy Johnson, mayor of Milwaukee. We saw Milwaukee County Executive David Crowley. Hell, I saw Mandela Barnes. I saw a number of state senators and other representatives at the event. Josh Call, the attorney general. What about the indictments, Josh? But anyways.
I'm surprised he made it with all the work he's been doing.
The Republicans are coming to town, right? And they're looking for some stars, either on the stage. And there's not going to be any stars on the stage, Don. There's going to be Mike Pence. It's going to be Ron DeSantis. It's going to be your boy, Chris Christie.
Chris Christie.
I have a newfound affinity. You know, the enemy of my enemy is my friend. I'm cheering for Christie right now. But you know who else is going to be here? Election denier, Carrie Lake. And somehow that is a newsworthy story, Dom, at least at the Journal Sentinel today. So I want to share it with the audience, just so you know what we're getting ourselves into this Wednesday. As Republican candidates for president descend on Milwaukee Wednesday, they will be joined by election denier Carrie Lake, but not on stage. How do you know? She could do like a Kanye West. She could charge the mound. No, I just have a few things to say here. Taylor Swift, you stand over there for a minute.
Right.
The former Arizona Republican gubernatorial candidate who falsely claims her election loss resulted from election fraud is coming to Milwaukee for the August 23rd Republican presidential primary debate, according to a release from her campaign. You know, somehow I was on the receiving end of that press release as well.
I was like, too. They have a like a note. Hey, you want to call here for interviews? Who wants to interview Carrie Lake?
Well, maybe they'd forget to vet, Dom. Maybe we could call Carrie Lake and have her on the show and just pound her a little bit. Maybe we could invite her out to the Roman Coin.
Go up at the bar. It'd be great.
We could have her down for a bar show. It's like a mile away from the Pfizer Forum in the Deer District, Dom. Here's a quote. President Trump is the only candidate that can beat Joe Biden and save America. Colton Duncan, senior advisor to Carrie Lake, said in a statement. That's why Carrie Lake is dedicated to advancing President Trump's agenda nationwide. And it's exactly what she plans to do in Milwaukee on Wednesday. A unrequested surrogate on behalf of the former president, election denier, Carrie Lake, coming to Milwaukee because she loves Trump that much, Tom?
So much. I mean, she's dedicated, right, to advancing President Trump's agenda nationwide. What is President Trump's agenda exactly? I mean, if we look historically, well, of course, there's insurrection.
They rigged the election in 2020 against me. That's my agenda.
There's gaslighting. So what exactly is Carrie Lake here to promote? Make America great again? What are you talking about? Literally, like what is Trump's agenda? Because all he's been screaming about is what? How great he is, and everybody else is what? Auditioning for a role of vice president? What policies is Donald Trump in? What should the tax rates be? What's the immigration? Well, we know what his immigration policy is. Zero, I'm sure. Well, I mean, what literally, when Donald Trump, if he were, and now he's not, but if he was going to articulate what he's going to do in order to, quote unquote, make America great again, can you name me the top three things?
Finish the wall and make Mexico pay for it.
You know what I mean?
I'm going to nuke the cartels, home or abroad. And I would not have allowed that tropical storm hurricane in California. I would have used the nukes. I would have turned it back at the border.
I never would have named it Hillary.
Wasn't that his plan historically? Like when he was going to nuke the Alabama hurricane that he projected with the Sharpie on the.
That might have been two separate incidences, the Sharpie and the nuking of the hurricane, but it all blends. I mean, literally, I mean, think about that for a minute. The guy took a Sharpie to an official, chart and just included what he predicted or what he said was going to be. And everyone's like, oh, that's totally normal. I mean, are you kidding me?
I think the storm might actually go to Alabama from Florida. It's a couple states over, but, you know, my gut tells me it could happen. Tommy Tupperville tells me Could happen.
Could happen.
Now, Chris Christie was tweeting out, Dom, less than a week away from the debate. And Donald Trump still hasn't said if he's got the guts to show up or not. Apparently, it's official, Dom. He does not have the guts. More from the Christie tweet, though. If he doesn't, he's a coward with a yellow streak all the way down his back. Either way, I'll be there telling the truth. That's your boy, Christie. Calling him a yellow-bellied coward, Dom.
Well, Crudy, once it became common knowledge that Donald Trump would not be attending, the USA Today wrote an article up on this yesterday. Christie quoted, yet again, surprise, surprise. The guy who's out on bail from four jurisdictions and can't defend his reprehensible conduct is running scared and hiding from the debate stage. Trump, certified loser, verified coward. Christie said on Twitter. Ooh, give me more of that.
844-967-2789. I can't believe we had a good experience the other day with the unexpected Dom. CJ was nice, so I think he's probably due for a little trolling. It's a big Monday edition. Welcome to it, CJ. What do you got for us?
Hey, CJ.
Hey, thanks for taking my call, guys. Well, this is easy. It's wise for him not to go. He doesn't need to go. He's at 60-70%. And yeah, let finally policy be an issue and Biden be an issue, because it's just a distraction that everything's happening to him from Biden's
a
record.
Distraction, he's CJ? A four times indicted, 91 charges, trying to overturn the government, stealing, you know, the top secret documents. That's a distraction to you?
Okay.
I mean, if Obama did that, you'd be okay with that, CJ?
Obama did do that. So
really?
I don't recall the 91 indictments, but let's get back to your point. Just for a minute, CJ, I'm going to play along with your game. Spell out the important policies of Donald Trump's second administration. What should he be telling the people from the stage? If you vote for Trump, you get what? What's the policy?
Lower fuel costs.
How?
Lower grocery costs.
How?
How?
And drill, baby, drill. If you recall, that's the first thing he said he'd do. He'd lower energy costs for everybody like he did the first time. What was the last price you paid for gas when Trump was president?
Well, it was in the midst of a pandemic. Demand was way down. And the fact that the world was kind of closed down.
$2.28, guys. So far from the cost of this clown that's in office now, bought and paid for by China. And you didn't mention the Russian and China war strips right off the Alaskan shore. So we're safer and more prosperous with a Republican in the Oval Office.
But when you say safer and more prosperous, can you quantify that? I mean, based on what? GDP? Personal income? How are you saying more prosperous? Based on what, CJ?
Inflation, you guys, Trump.
Okay, inflation is something, sure. Well, what else? Is that it? Inflation?
9% from last year.
Inflation? That's it?
So,
and they passed the Inflation Reduction Act, and now we're at like 3% a year later. That's seemingly problem solved. Thank you, Joe Biden.
Name the country that was invaded when he was president. You can't, because it didn't happen. You know,
Ukraine,
a disaster and a distraction.
The Ukraine was invaded.
Record.
Am I wrong? Was the Ukraine not invaded?
It was further invaded.
You're wrong.
Under Donald Trump.
Not when
yes,
Trump
CJ,
was president.
You can, do we agree
he
with that?
Afghanistan stable. He kept Afghanistan stable.
No, he didn't. He put a poison pill in Afghanistan. So when Biden got in, he would get screwed. CJ, come on, man. You can't say that. You got to go read. Tell me, man. Tell me, who made the deal with the Taliban, CJ? Nope, not going to let you go on that one, sir. I'm going to put you on hold. And I'm going to talk for a minute, and I'm going to let you gather your thoughts. Who put the framework, the structure in for the Taliban? You go, CJ. Who? Was it Donald Trump or Joe Biden?
Not one life was lost in the last year and a half.
So you're not answering the question because, of course, it was Donald Trump. And Donald Trump specifically did. Donald Trump, like what, 5,000 Taliban prisoners go? I mean, Donald Trump laid this out there. That was, this was a Donald Trump policy that Joe Biden inherited, right? And Joe Biden got us out. And it wasn't pretty, but we're out. So what? Inflation. That's the big thing. That's what Donald Trump's big priority will be, inflation, which is already on its way back down. That doesn't seem to be like an election winning strategy if that's all you got, when the current administration is already aptly dealing with it.
Mark from the SAC, you got any policy for us, Mark?
Hey,
still
Mark.
Waiting for some policy.
Good Lord. I mean, ask a TD to gather his thoughts is like asking, I don't know.
Well, there were just a bunch of random thoughts all clumped together. When you talk about one thing, he just changes the subject.
Yeah, well, and Dom had it right out of the park. I mean, and Donald Trump, with Mike Pompeo, wrote that agreement with the Taliban, letting the 5,000 terrorists out of the prisons, and that, and Trump would have had us out in May, as what the dictate was, I think, under the 2019 Trump surrender to the Taliban agreement, and you got to get your facts right, CJ. You know, the facts are something that matter. I mean, that it just is frustrating that somebody who claims to be intelligent like CJ is, it just can't get his facts straight.
I never heard him claiming he was smart.
And I'm not clear that getting the facts straight is exactly what the priority, or the point of CJ's calls are most of the time, Mark.
The secondary invasion of Ukraine did happen in 2022, so I guess that would be during the Biden administration. Now, I recall the impeachment during the Trump administration, because what Trump wanted to leverage the defensive weapons that Ukraine might have used to keep Russia from invading. But what was the favor, though? I forget.
You should do me a favor, though.
Oh, yeah, investigate my political rival, Joe Biden.
Like he's weaponizing the government.
Come back. More Devil's Advocates.
Stop surfing the dial. You've found the greatest station ever. Locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
Kicking ass and taking names since the Wisconsin uprising. The Devil's Advocates.
And we are back. Thank you for listening to the Devil's Advocates radio show. Always taking your calls at 844-967-2789.
So, Dom, are you even anticipatory of the big debate happening on Wednesday? Or is it sort of a non-factor, non-issue, non-event, if you will?
I guess what I'm interested to see is how, of course, these, you know, second tiers, because Donald Trump is way out in front, as CJ notes, how they handle Donald Trump, how they handle the indictments and the charges and the circumstances and the record and all of that. Because I don't know how, obviously.
Like, Trump, how many of them will defend the man, like Ron DeSantis apparently intends to? And then there's Vivek Ramaswamy, whatever his name is. Well, he'll pardon the man, of course. That's the campaign promise he's made.
Terrible. I mean,
I don't know any of them are actually running against the man, except perhaps Chris Christie, who would like to prosecute him. But, you know,
I think Asa Hutchinson has been more critical than others. But that's what I want to see. At the end of the day, I believe the policies of the megas are pretty much in line. I'm not sure that.
Policies?
Ron DeSantis. Exactly. Ron DeSantis would do anything different than Donald Trump would.
I think Ron DeSantis is more authoritarian. I mean, Trump's about Trump. Ron DeSantis is about bad policy as well. I mean, Ron DeSantis went after the corporations, although, you know, hell, let's face fact. Wasn't it Trump that started persuading, let's say, corporations right away, like, you can't go on strike, you can't move your thing off. Didn't he start tweeting at Harley Davidson Corporation, Trump?
He did at one point.
I mean, I guess that is very sort of analogous to the whole, you know, fight with Disney Corporation started by Ron DeSanctimonious. But I think DeSantis is, you know, worse at his core. I think Ron is, I think he's more evil. I think that he would be more malicious. I think that Donald Trump.
Come on, man. You cannot.
Is more narcissistic.
I mean, unless they're lining them up and shooting them in the street, you cannot get more malicious than Donald Trump. I mean, tell me how.
Well, if there was a candidate on the stage that I, in my opinion, had to speculate that would be willing to line him up in the streets, oh, it'd be Ron DeSantis. I think he has got the worst instincts. Let's not forget his efforts at Gitmo. I mean, Ron DeSantis already has a record of some would say torture in his past, Tom, or at least signing off on torture. He's not a savory character. Now, Donald Trump is a coward, is a bully, certainly clearly has committed at minimum sexual battery, although I'd call it rape, etc. You know, he is a bad man in many, many ways. But I don't know that he'd line him up and ever shoot him in the streets.
Really? You didn't see what was going on with January 6th? Did you happen to miss that part? You think DeSantis could call a crowd like that to the Capitol if DeSantis loses?
DeSantis has no power over the mob.
Right. So
DeSantis
would use the power of the
government in an authoritarian way.
Come on, man. It's not even close. I mean, people died, man, under Trump. Because Trump lost an election and he knew he lost and lied to everybody about it so he could try to protect and hang on.
Yeah, but they wanted to be there. They were part of his team. They're part of the cult. You know, DeSantis is just not charismatic enough to lead a cult. But if he ever had power, real power, like power as the president of the United States, oh, he would abuse it. He would abuse it in every way, shape, or form available to him. He and his wife, they'd sit up nights thinking of ways to abuse the power. Oh, I think he's worse.
Power
I think
unused isn't worth it. I mean, if you have power, you have to use it. Isn't that the way it is? Use that power or lose that power.
Now, Trump pretends to be a rich big man, right? That's kind of been his thing all his career. DeSantis has had an inferiority complex, you know, since he was a Yale, I suspect. I think DeSantis.
So is Trump, man. He's just overcompensating. I mean, this narcissist. I mean, the massive insecurity that Donald Trump has within him, which will of course be exposed for the world.
No, my hands are plenty big. I promise.
Come on, man. When you see the mugshot and he weighs in and ultimately hears the clink of the cell behind him. I think Donald Trump has a whole lot more baggage and insecurities and all that than DeSantis does. But whatever. I mean,
the man's never been accused of eating pudding with three fingers.
Yeah, but he's been found liable for sexual rape, man. And he's got like another 20 other women accusing him of it. You know, he defrauded Trump University $20 million. I mean, go down the line, man. The guy takes and takes and takes and BS's and BS's and BS's and abuses. He, you know, takes people in the circle and spits them out. As soon as he does it, they don't do exactly what he wants, man. He's never been told no. He's always been given a pass. Born on third, thought he hit a triple. You know what I'm saying? And always had resources behind him and sycophants around him. I mean, that Donald Trump is the, in my personal humble opinion, and it's humble, the worst Republican president in the history of this country.
Well, no doubt. But that's just because Ron DeSantis has not been elected. Should he be elected, I think he could surpass Trump in the worst category. He'd do
He's
his
not
best.
Elected.
He'd try and try, Dom.
All right.
He won't DeSantis, get elected.
Right, so what else? I mean, who else? Chris Christie? My man, Chris Christie?
I don't think Chris Christie. I mean, I think he's a jerk. I think he'd be, you know, a terrible president. But in terms of, you know, lining people up in the street and rounding up the dissidents. No, I don't think Christie would do that. Now, block a bridge to their house.
I mean, come on, man. Donald Trump and his crew, you know, they orchestrated a coup. And if you read, you know, some of the charges here, What did Jeffrey Clark say? That's why we have the Insurrection Act. They threw it out there. They wanted the government to go, the Pentagon to go collect voting machines. I mean, Christopher Miller was assigned, appointed to the Pentagon after Trump lost the election. We still haven't gotten to the bottom of that. I mean, Charles Flynn, Mike Flynn's brother, was on the phone. And the Army lied about it. Man, there's a whole lot of things. I mean, come on. The Pentagon put out a memo on how to deal with the crowd. You can't do this. You can't do that. You can't do this. This thing was all the way around a Trump and Republican operation that involved, I would allege, because I have not heard otherwise, Chris Miller and the Pentagon. We haven't gone down that road. So, yeah, I mean, Ron DeSantis, he's got a lot of that in him, but he's not anywhere near what Donald Trump actually has already done. DeSantis can only hope to be as bad.
Lock him up. Lock him up. No, I just think he's far pettier. I just think he's a smaller-minded man. I know it's a low bar. It's a low bar. Come back with us, the Devil's Advocates. We only set the bar high round here, and we expect the same of you when you call 844-967-2789. Going to have fun in the happier happy hour. It's a big Monday edition. Hell, all week long, nothing but big shows.
Using meth taught me everything about freedom, only not like you think. It taught me how easy it is to lose your freedom. If you think meth is taking control of you, ask for help. You have the power to be truly free. I know. I'm Jan, and I'm free from meth.
If you or someone you know is struggling with meth, call 1-800-662-HELP for 24-hour free and confidential treatment referral. Learn more at samhsa.gov/meth.
How do you locate a support group, professional association, or local organization? United Way's 211 will provide the answers to these questions and more. 211 is your connection to programs and services in central Wisconsin. Dial 211 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. In this ever-changing world, it is often hard to find the program or service you're looking for. United Way's 211 can assist you locating services. 211 is free and confidential. Trained referral specialists will help you get connected 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Dial 211. Every day, people begin a difficult and sometimes desperate search for programs that can provide assistance. United Way's 211 is there to connect you to the programs and services you need. For non-emergency information and referral services, call United Way's 211 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Dial 211. With thousands of programs in the database, they can assist you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Dial 211.
Do you worry about how much someone drinks?
Do you feel angry or depressed most of the time? Do you feel neglected or unloved?
Do you feel that if the drinker loved you, she or he would stop drinking?
If you answered yes to any of these questions, you are not alone.
Not everyone trapped by alcohol is an alcoholic.
Families and friends are suffering too.
Al-Anon and Alateen can help.
Call 1-866-200-0223 or visit alanon.org/help.
Maxing Radio with Dennis Graham from Rock Onsen.
Appreciate all the support of Mad Radio 92.7. And by the way, a tip of the hat to Civic Media. That was a great article on the Cap Times by Paul Fanlon. You guys got a great model that you're growing around the state, local interest with radio stations throughout these different markets. And a tip of the hat, and you're focusing on local music, and nobody's doing it. So great job.
Listen to Max Inc. Radio Saturday night, 6 to midnight on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Hi, I'm Ryan Blaney, a third-generation race car driver, and we dedicate a lot of our time to going as fast as possible. My Grandpa Lou is the reason why my dad and I started racing, and I'm really proud to follow in his tracks. But when my grandpa was diagnosed with Alzheimer's, it was a very unexpected bump in the road for us. I've learned a lot on this journey with my Grandpa Lou, and the memories of my grandpa will always be with me. It's important to notice if older family members are acting differently, experiencing problems with their memory, or having trouble with routine tasks. Talking about Alzheimer's can be really tough. But if you notice something, have a conversation with your loved one. Encourage them to see a doctor or offer to go with them. Early detection of Alzheimer's can give your family time to explore support services, make a plan for the future, and access available treatments. The Alzheimer's Association provides care, support, and research to help you take control of the situation with your family and manage the disease together. If you or your family are noticing changes, it could be Alzheimer's. Talk about seeing a doctor together. Visit alz.org/time to talk. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
WFHR Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
From the home of the Cranberry Blossom Festival, your news talk and sports station is locally grown radio, 97.5 FM.